following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge? I hope you guys are having a fantastic Thursday. I wanted to talk about what it means to care for people today on Refuge Daily. But first, before we get into that, I'm going to open up with a word of prayer and get us started. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord, where we're able to just breathe, take a little break in the middle of our day, and just refer to your word and the truths that you have for us. So I pray that you would speak to us in this time that we are able to kind of be together over technology. And Lord, help us to apply the things that we see and read in your word onto our lives, our ministry, and our interactions with others, especially in these times. So be with us now. Speak through me. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Okay, so to care for people, what does that mean? So we can start by first defining the word care. I just typed up on Google and looked up the definition of care, and this is what I came across. It can be described as the provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. So essentially to provide what is necessary for health, welfare, maintenance, and the protection of someone. Packs a lot of punch for such a small word, especially with that definition. And I'm sure you guys in your own experience have heard or seen what it means to be cared for. And whether that's while being sick, someone caring for you when you're unhealthy, confused or lost, someone helping you out, giving you directions, those are people showing care. And it's so awesome when people come up and express care for someone they haven't even met. The Bible tells stories and kind of that has a lot of care that is shown from the parable of the Good Samaritan to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We get story after story. And when we hear these stories that involve someone showing genuine care, we're often moved by them. And there's something so inspiring about seeing people, you know, do those compassionate things for each other, regardless of their differences. And so the question needs to be asked, us as believers, do we allow our differences and opinions to influence in the way we show care and love to other people? And that's a very important thing to look at because Jesus showed love, kindness, and care throughout his entire ministry. And we see that in the New Testament. And then he told us to do the very same thing. He actually, in John 13, on the last night before he was arrested and sentenced to death, he has a conversation with his disciples, and we're actually going to read that starting in verse 1 of John 13. And it says, "It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. And Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus replied, 'You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.' 'No,' said Peter, 'you shall never wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.' 'Then, Lord,' Simon Peter replied, 'not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.' Jesus answered, 'Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.' For he knew he was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. And when he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' he asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. And very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.'" That was incredible. This moment was revolutionary for two reasons. The first one being the disciples' feet would have been pretty disgusting. They didn't have clothes, shoes like we did today. They had sandals, and they did a lot of walking in dust, dirt, and the animal droppings on the roads was not very sanitary, and it was just gross. Can't even imagine that. And then we have Jesus, who wasn't just a friend serving his peers. He was their respected and honored rabbi, their teacher, their mentor, leader, savior. And to have him take on the role of a servant and wash their feet, that would have been embarrassing and uncomfortable. It would have been weird, especially from the perspective of the disciples. Like, but washing his disciples' feet. That was Jesus' way of caring for them, serving them, and teaching them something very important in this singular moment. Because even before his greatest act of selfless love, which is dying on the cross, Jesus modeled love on a smaller scale by washing the disciples' feet. And that's incredible. And that same night, Jesus told the disciples something else in verses 34 and 35. He said, "A new command I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So Jesus, our Savior, he taught love and care for others, but he also modeled it. And we see that in these instances and on a lot of other ones in the New Testament. Jesus spoke these words knowing exactly also what was about to happen to him. Think about that, showing love and care even to the one who was going to betray him, how he was going to be arrested, falsely accused, and murdered. And he was going to do it all out of love for ordinary people like us. And for Jesus, these weren't empty words. He showed his love and care for people through small acts of care, like washing their feet, and then huge acts of sacrifice, like dying on the cross. And we may never have to literally lay down our lives for others, but we certainly need to show love and care for others just like Jesus did. God's decision to love us sacrificially should remind us to love others unconditionally. But the love we're talking about, remember, isn't just about buying someone a nice gift or doing a simple task for them. The love we're talking about, it's deeper. It's not about doing something for someone so you get something in return. It's about a sacrificial love. Jesus didn't care for people to be flashy or to show off his power. He cared for people to show them the depth of his love. And Jesus didn't hold back his kindness until he had a crowd to watch him or a friend to, you know, film it on his Instagram story. Jesus cared for the people in front of him with no agenda or reward. And that's incredible humility and love. And so in that same way Jesus cared for the people in front of us, we are called to do the same thing as he told the disciples, go wash each other's feet. So what does this look like for us? Are we literally supposed to wash our friends' gross feet or not gross feet like Jesus did? Well, first, let's think about the real life scenarios that we might experience, and then I'll share some things that I sort of came up with as strategies to learning to care. On a daily basis, I want you to think on a daily, weekly, even a monthly basis, what are common places you go to, things that you do with friends or family? Think about all those places. These ordinary places are actually filled with opportunities for you guys to care for others. And it's simple. Wherever you are, be aware of the people you can see. Be aware of the needs that may surround you, knowing that many of those needs will be small and hard to spot. Jesus once asked his disciples, "Don't you have eyes to see? Don't you have ears to hear?" When we overlook the needs of the people who are right in front of us, I wonder if Jesus asks that same question to us. So here are a few ways that you can see more clearly in looking around, and it's kind of just reaching out and extending that hand of care and love. Ask people how their day is going. Simple way, just that small invitation to give them an opportunity to express maybe something that's been hard or rough or just thankfulness. Give someone something they need, the physical need, like if it's cold, give them a jacket, or if they're hungry, get a meal, pay for their food, or at church and they're looking for a pen and you notice, give them your pen, like, hey, use this pen. Or maybe something else, like ask someone a question about themselves and then really listen to their answer. Paying attention to how others are feeling, that is a huge way of showing care. If someone is hurting or angry and you see that, you can make them feel better by sitting there and simply listening and being with them. And so I actually have four different words I want to talk about, and they're almost strategies and ways of helping us caring for people in front of us. So the four words are awareness, listening, interpretation, and sensitivity. So the first one, awareness, as we've already kind of discussed, the first step in caring for people is being aware, looking around and seeing the needs that are immediate. Something I've been trying to do in practice whenever I get fast food, if there's a homeless person that I see, I have to give them my fast food. That's just, I take that time to, oh, I'm going to give this to you. And that's a way of showing care and something that I've been trying to do in practice. So awareness is that first step of being aware and seeing the need and then kind of meeting and fulfilling that need through care and love. So the second word, listening. If we want to care for people in front of us, we must be active listeners. So a great strategy and a meaning to what I mean by active listening, because I don't mean just waiting for the opportunity to jump in with our two cents, because we do that if we're honest with ourselves. Someone's talking, telling this sort of perspective on something going on, and we're just waiting and just formulating, oh, I can say this and this and this, that'd be cool. They'd probably find this really interesting. And you just jump in and say that, and you didn't give a second thought to what they were saying or telling you, especially if it's a story or something they're going through. Don't be quick to respond, quick to listen. And a strategy to that, active listening, you ask questions about what they are saying. If you respond with a question about something they're saying, it's much easier to show that love and you're like, wow, they're actually listening. They're interested in what I'm saying. That's crazy. Interpretation. If we want to care for people in front of us, we have to think about our words and how they can be interpreted, not only about what we meant by the words. And this ties directly into the final word, sensitivity. So kind of both together. If we want to care for people in front of us, we must be sensitive to the experiences and perspectives we don't fully understand or sometimes even agree with. And sometimes our hearts might be in the right place, but our mouths aren't. The tongue is powerful, as you've probably heard. It can be used to build up or destroy. So be careful that we don't destroy our witness as believers in trying to show care to others because we're stubborn about an opinion or a specific circumstance. The best way to care for people in front of us is to listen, pray for, serve, and love them. And sometimes the most caring things we do are the smallest, but the most meaningful things. As believers, one of the greatest tools we have to share the life-changing news of the gospel is to show it through kindness and care to those who need it. And that does not mean defending ourselves, our opinions, or condemning them by their sin, but instead showing love and care through our actions and words. And that's the best ministry we could ever offer in the same way that Christ went around. He didn't go around just yelling at everyone's sins and exposing them out in the open. No, love, care, grace. In the same way, we have an opportunity to do that as believers. So that was my encouragement for you guys to really take a look at what it means to care and challenge you this week. Call someone you haven't talked to in a long time. Ask how their week is going or what they're doing through these kind of crazy times they're all kind of experiencing. And really be that tool and that light of the heart of Christ and being kind and caring for others. So with that, I'm going to close with a word of prayer and go from there. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your heart and ministry and how you showed love and care for those who needed it. You were aware, you listened, you spoke truth, and you were humble through it all. Lord, give us that same heart. Help us to express true care to others, especially those who we don't agree with or have differences with. But give us that heart, Lord. Help us to see and help us to hear with your eyes and with your ears. And Lord, be with us for the rest of this week and the rest of this Thursday. And we thank you for everything that you've done. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, that concludes Refuge Daily. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day and rest of the week. We'll be here Friday as well for Refuge Daily. So make sure to tune in for that. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.